Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. And we begin with what is being called the world's largest wildlife crossing, tying up traffic in Los Angeles. The county's 101 freeway is now closed on weeknights for several weeks, while crews work to create a safe crossing for animals such as mountain lions, coyotes, deer, snakes, toads, and ants. According to CNN, the overpass will span 10 lanes of highway and will be covered in soil and native plants to blend in with its natural surroundings. The California Department of Transportation says the crossing will be the largest in the world and will serve as a global model for urban wildlife conservation. The Olympic flame will be lit in Olympia, Greece today, a tradition that dates back to 1936. The flame will burn throughout the Paris Olympics and represents peace, friendship, and links the ancient games to the modern ones. According to the Associated Press, a special bowl will be used to concentrate the sun's rays and ignite the torch. It will be carried throughout Greece by more than 550 torchbearers in an 11-day relay before arriving in Athens. On April 26th, another ceremony will be held to hand over the flame to the Paris 2024 Olympic Organizing Committee, who will then transport it to France for the Games. We've heard a lot about rising ocean temperatures lately, but one of the effects, called global bleaching, is now more widespread than ever. According to the Associated Press, for the second time in 10 years, oceans around the world are experiencing mass bleaching. Scientists say climate change causes the coral to expel the algae that give them color and help them survive. Coral reefs are crucial to sustain underwater life and protect sea creatures. Their vibrant colors can also support local economies through tourism. For coral bleaching to be declared a global event, as it is in this case, it has to occur in each of the major oceans. McDonald's is hoping bagels may fill an expected hole in California profits. According to Bloomberg, the Golden Arches has a problem in the Golden State, as a new state law now requires the company to pay workers a higher minimum wage. To offset the rising costs, the company has formed a Rise and Dominate task force that is proposing Mickey D's bring back bagels to California sites, spend $15 million in local advertising, and more closely track which kind of items customers order at different times of the day. The company estimates the moves will help them break even at California restaurants without having to raise prices, as other chains like Burger King and Wendy's already have. In sports news, the fourth fastest man in history took first at the 128th Boston Marathon yesterday, while last year's women's winner scored a repeat victory. Ethiopia's Cisse Lema won the 26.2-mile race in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds. Helen Obiri of Kenya just barely eked out her victory with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 27 seconds, just 8 seconds faster than the second-place woman. According to the Boston Athletic Association, more than 30,000 runners from more than 100 countries participated in the race, known as one of the most famous marathons in the world. And the green jacket goes to Scottie Scheffler for the second time in 3 years. The 27-year-old American golfer defeated his closest competitor, Colin Morikawa, Sunday to win the Masters tournament at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. According to ESPN, Scheffler has been ranked number one in the world for more than 2 years now, and this weekend's victory further cemented that status. Still ahead, a new airline for four-legged first-class flyers. But first, today's Kid News quiz. What city is closing a freeway to build an overpass for animals? Los Angeles, How many torchbearers will carry the flame in the 11-day Olympic torch relay? More than 550. Why is McDonald's bringing bagels back to its California restaurants? To attract customers and make up for the higher wages they will be paying workers. Who won the Masters Golf Tournament? Scottie Scheffler. In today's Kid News Kicker, a service that ships care packages to dogs may soon ship the dogs themselves. Starting in May, BarkBox's new business, Bark Air, will fly dogs and their owners from New York to L.A. or London. According to the Washington Post, the pet-friendly charter flights will cost between $6,000 and $8,000 one way for one dog and one owner, quite a bit more than the one-way fees on major carriers. But they do allow large dogs in the main cabin without leashes. Pups also get complimentary car service and a special menu of doggy donuts and snacks served on a silver tray. The four-legged flyers earn their wings at the end of the trip, which they can wear on their collar or harness. Reservations go live at dogsflyfirst.com this Thursday, which happens to be National Pet Day. Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms. Mrs. Sudney's Lincoln Lightning at Lincoln School in Warren, Michigan. Mr. Runner's Hornets at Central School in Beech Grove, Indiana. And Miss Stevenson's students from Los Medanos in Pittsburgh, California, who she encourages to keep earning scholar dollars. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.